Jacques, Peter, Smart, and I walk through the snow to a creek in downtown Bethel, a shallow tributary from Dull Lake that runs above ground between 6th and 7th Avenue. The water's half frozen and rust-colored, and curled together at the bottom are hundreds of dead fish, each small enough to fit in your hand.
We're looking at a bunch of dead blackfish that were just washed out from Dull Lake. It happened within a period of 3 to 7 days, we're not sure, but it kind of totally happened overnight and we were shook by it.
Smart says there are at least 500 to 1,000 fish here.
Needlefish, blackfish, even pikefish.
He suspects they've washed downstream as well. Smart studies information technology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. He's from Nunapachuk, originally. The program is a lot of work. So a few months ago, Smart and other students started fishing the Kuskokwim together to de-stress. And they set traps for blackfish, which they use to bait their hooks. Smart started finding dead fish in his traps about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And now there are hundreds and hundreds of them. So Smart posted about the die-off on Facebook.
There's something in the water. I mean, someone's putting something in the lake.
Miriam Mathias is the ONC's environmental coordinator. She says she was alerted to the fish die-off on Friday, and that this might not be the only place in Bethel where this is happening. Smart says his friends are catching healthy fish in their trap near BIA Road. But on Saturday, Bethel resident Richard Robb reported catching a discolored, disfigured fish near Tundra Ridge. It's not clear if the dead fish by Dull Lake and the discolored fish by Tundra Ridge are connected. But Mathias says that the fish were most likely killed by pollution, a leak from a local business maybe, or an accidental spill, or just littering.
I've seen batteries, you know, like stationed right outside of the dumpster sitting in the ground instead of being recycled. I've seen electronics and other stuff. Fuel can have this kind of effect.
Mathias plans to retrieve water samples from Dull Lake and send them to Anchorage or YKHC for further testing. She also notified AVCP of the problem and called the city's Public Works Committee to see if they could help, though she says they haven't called her back. For his part, Jacques Peter Smith is looking into grants offered by Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, which provides funding for municipalities that are trying to address water contamination and its treatment. The DEC was unable to respond to KYUK's requests for comment before this broadcast. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.